accomplishment of his designs, can carry forward his great work harmoniously. That which appears to finite minds entangled and complicated, the Lord's hand can keep in perfect order. He can devise ways and means to thwart the purposes of wicked counselors and to those who plot out mischief. Those who are called to responsible positions in the work of God often feel that they are carrying heavy burdens when they may have the satisfaction of knowing that Jesus carries them all. We permit ourselves to feel altogether too much care, trouble, and perplexity in the Lord's work. We need to trust Him, believe in Him, and go forward. The tireless vigilance of the heavenly messengers, their unceasing employment in the ministry in connection with the beings of the earth, show us how God's hand is guiding the will within a will. The divine instructor is saying to every actor in his work, as he said to Cyrus of old, I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Men are not to take credit to themselves for the success of their labors. The clear, sharp thought, the wisdom to plan and execute, are of the ability that God giveth. God is the master worker. Men are only instruments in his hands. It is his mind that is working through all who yield themselves to his control. While we are to act our part in proving to the utmost every talent committed to us, we have nothing which we have not received from God, and we should give him all the glory. The important future is before us. To meet its trials and temptations to perform its duties will require great faith, energy, and perseverance. But we may triumph gloriously, for not one watching, praying, believing soul will be ensnared in the devices of the enemy. All heaven is interested in our welfare, and waits our demand upon its wisdom and strength. Neither wicked men nor evil spirits can hinder the work of God or shut out his presence from his people if they will, with subdued, contrite hearts, confess and put away their sins and in faith claim his promises. Every opposing influence, whether open or secret, may be successfully resisted, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. If the Lord had a company of workers who would rely wholly upon him, he would accomplish a great work through them. One could chase 1,000 and to put 10,000 to flight. God is just as willing now as anciently to work through human efforts and to accomplish great things through weak instrumentalities. We shall not gain the victories through numbers, but through full surrender to the soul of Jesus. We are to go forward in His strength, trusting in the mighty God of Israel. In the time of trial just before us, God's pledge of security will be placed upon those who have kept the word of His patience. If you have complied with the conditions of God's word, Christ will be to you a refuge from the storm. He will say to his faithful ones, Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy door about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast.